Thank you for calling the Depot Provera helpline. My name is John Maurer. I'm a case intake specialist for this lawsuit. Who do I have the pleasure to speak with or help today?
Natasha Afolabi.
Okay, great. Natasha, my name is John Maurer. I'm assuming you'd like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in this lawsuit. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And Natasha, did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
Okay. All right. And then were you diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo-Provera for at least 1 year?
No. I have a brain tumor.
Okay. Do you know what type of brain tumor it was? For example, is it a meningioma, which is a type of tumor that actually is near the brain? It actually is in the meninges, which is that thin three-layer of membrane that separates the brain from the skull?
Yes.
Okay. So it was a meningioma that you were diagnosed with?
Yes, sir.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. Okay. And when was your diagnosis made?
1997.
Okay. Do you remember the date?
It was between June of 1997.
Okay. Do you? Okay, that's good. That's very helpful. I suspect you probably don't know the exact date, do you?
No, sir.
Okay, just June of 1997. What I'd like to do is use an approximate date of June 15th of 1997. And the reason this is important is it'll help the law firm, if they agree to take your case to help you get compensated for damages, it'll help them locate medical records to confirm your diagnosis. So would June 15th be okay?
Yes.
Okay. And I'm sorry to hear about your diagnosis. If you meet the criteria to participate in this lawsuit, we have a firm that we'd like to connect you with, and they would take your case. If you meet the criteria, they'll take your case on a contingency basis, meaning they don't get paid unless they're successful in getting you compensation for damages. Because I'm sure you did not know at the time that the Depo injections are actually linked to meningiomas.
No, I did not.
Yes, yes. So before I go any further, I do need to ask, are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from another law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm? Is that true?
Yes.
Okay. And then you're an adult over age 18, so if you meet the criteria to participate in this lawsuit, you'd be filing a claim for yourself, the injured party?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And I'm assuming you're both a resident as well as a citizen of the United States. Is that also correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And again, your diagnosis, regrettably, was June 15th, approximately 1997. Can I get your date of birth, please?
01-15-1981.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I barely heard that. I went so fast.
01-15-1981.
Okay. January 15th, 1981?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you. And do you happen to know anyone else that was also diagnosed with a meningioma after getting Depo injections?
No, sir.
Okay. Oh. And now I'm going to ask you some questions about how your usage of Depo-Provera. Do you remember if you used the brand name Depo-Provera?
No.
Okay. Do you recall it being the Depo injection or Depo-Provera injection rather than another name?
It was an injection.
Okay. But do you recall it being called Depo-Provera?
Yes.
Okay. The reason why I ask is because there's two types of injections for this contraceptive medicine. There's the brand name called Depo-Provera, and it's made by Pfizer. And then there's the generic versions, which goes by the name of medroxyprogesterone acetate. And they're made by different manufacturers. I'm sorry?
It was the generic one.
Oh, you're certain? Well, let me ask you a question here before I go. Let me do this. I do need to ask you this. The law firms ask for approximate dates of when you're getting the Depo injections, like when you started the injections and when you stopped them.
I started the injections in June of 1997, and I didn't stop the injections until last year.
Okay. Okay, so you started.
That's when I went online and found out that it gives you brain tumors, and I went and got myself checked.
Okay, got it. So you started in June of 1997. And
right.
Okay. And then that same month, you were diagnosed with a meningioma, a tumor?
Yes, sir.
Okay. But then you continued the depot injection until when? When did you stop it?
I stopped, what, last year?
Last year? Okay. And do you recall what month or when, the approximate date that you stopped?
March. It was around March the 4th.
March 4th? Okay. And that would have been 2023?
Yes.
Okay. Interesting. But, all right, bear with me here. Okay, 1 second here. And you used Depo-Provera for at least 1 year before you were diagnosed? Did you, well, actually, let's see here.
I was using it for a year and a half, almost 2 years before I was diagnosed.
Okay, well, help me out here because I think there's a misunderstanding. Did you say you were diagnosed in June of 1997? That's when you developed the meningioma, the tumor?
I was taking the Depo-Provera in 1997. Yeah, excuse me, I was just woke up by you.
Okay.
In 1997, June 1997, I was starting to take the Depo-Provera shot.
Okay.
I was taking it for about a year and a half, almost 2 years, when I found out that you're capable of getting a brain tumor or something far as getting a Depo-Provera shot. So I went to get myself checked, and that's when I found out I had it.
Oh, okay. So when were you diagnosed with the meningioma?
Last year.
Last year, okay. Oh, okay. So I'm sorry. In the beginning, I asked. I'm sorry. So when I asked when you were, I first asked, were you diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo-Provera? You said yes. And then I asked when the approximate date of diagnosis. You actually provided me when you started Depo-Provera, the date of diagnosis when you learned that you had a meningioma from a doctor, that was last year.
Right.
Okay.
Name is Dr. Chaudhry, and he's in Cheverly, Maryland.
Okay, I'm sorry. And real quick, let me ask you this. Do you remember what month that diagnosis was made? Was that March?
Like March.
Okay. And do you remember the day,
It was around March. It was around March 13th or 14th.
Okay. So I'll put like March 13th, 2023.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and just to confirm that you started Depo-Provera in June of 1997, and it took many years before you actually got evaluated, and you learned that you were diagnosed with a meningioma just last year in March 13th, 2023. Did I get that information correct? Okay, good.
Absolutely.
Okay, good, good. I'm so sorry for the misunderstanding or the confusion.
It's okay because that's my behalf too.
All right, and then you did use the brand name. It was called Depo-Provera?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and you did use Depo-Provera for at least 1 year before you were diagnosed with a meningioma? Actually, it was many
yes.
years.
Yes.
Okay, can you confirm you've had at least 4 injections prior to your diagnosis of meningioma?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, great. Thank you. And then I believe you helped me with the answers to this question. As I mentioned to you, the law firms request the approximate dates you used Depo-Provera or had the injections. And if I understand correctly, it was June 1st of 1997, because you probably don't remember the exact day that you started. So can I use June 1st of 1997?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And and then you stopped getting the injection. Would that have been because of the diagnosis of meningioma?
Yes.
Okay, so I can say that, could we say that you stop March 13th of 2023?
Okay.
I mean, is that all right with you? Because these are approximate.
Yes, sir.
Okay, very good. Okay, so that answers my next question, which is, did you use Depo-Provera between January 1st, 1992 through present date? The answer is yes.
Correct.
Okay, very good. Okay, now I'm going to be gathering information about yourself. You are female, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and then can you spell your first name for me, please?
Necarcia.
Okay. I don't know if I heard it correctly. So is it spelled N as in Nancy, E as in Echo, C as in Cat, A as in...
No.
Cat? I'm sorry.
Necarcia.
Okay. Natasha?
Natasha.
Natasha. Okay, let me repeat the spelling just to make sure I have it correct. I have N as in Nicole, E as in Erica, T as in Tina, A as in Apple, R as in Roger, C as in Cat, I as in India, A as in Apple.
Absolutely.
Okay, very good. And do you have a middle initial?
N.
Oh, N as in Nicole?
Yes.
Okay.
That's what it is, Nicole.
It is. Oh, great. What a good guess. And your last name, please?
Afolabi.
And could you spell that out for me slowly?
Afolabi.
D as in David, I?
I. No, Afolabi.
Okay. Afolabi. So let me repeat that.
Yeah.
A as in Apple, F as in Frank, O as in Oscar, L as in Larry, A as in Apple, B as in Boy, I as in India.
Yeah.
Okay, Afolabi, thank you. And I suspect because you're female, you probably don't have a suffix to your name, like a junior, senior, first, second, or third?
No.
Okay. The law firm's going to need your social security number to request medical records. Can I get your social, please?
214-969-3306.
Okay. Let me repeat that just to make sure I have it correct. 214-969-3306.
Yes.
Okay. If you meet the criteria to participate in this lawsuit, at the end of our call, I'll be sending you documents to sign. I'll send them to your cell phone. And have you ever done DocuSign or electronic signing using your phone?
Yes.
Okay, great. And then what I'll also do is send you copies of these forms to your email address, but I will need your email address.
Natasha Afolabi. @gmail.com.
Okay. Is it basically your first name and then your last name spelled exactly as you spell it at Gmail?
Hold on just a second. Let me make sure that's right. Okay, it is Natasha Afolabi. Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Natasha Afolabi, @gmail.com.
Okay, and it's then your Natasha Afolabi is spelled just like the way you spell your name?
Yes.
Okay. All right, thank you. So just to confirm, it's your first name, your last name, the number 5@gmail.com?
Yeah.
Okay, very good. Now, just also, the phone number that appears on my call ID, this number 540-771-1278, this number belongs to you? It's your number?
Yes.
Okay, and it's a cell phone?
Yes.
Okay. And Natasha, if you do meet the criteria and you do sign the forms, it may seem like you're finished getting signed up to participate in this lawsuit, but I want to let you know there's one final step called a case verification call, and that occurs between you and the law firm. They want to quickly verify that you have received the depot injections in the past, you were later diagnosed with a meningioma, and that it's okay for the law firm to work on your case and submit the request for medical records. That's called a case verification call. It only takes a couple of minutes, and they generally will call you within 24 to 48 hours of the sign up, okay? So what is the what's the best time that you can be reached by the firm? Would that be morning, afternoon, or evening?
Morning.
Morning. Okay, great. All right, now I'd like to ask for your current address, please.
908-60-TH-Avenue. Fairmont Heights, Maryland. 20784.
I'm sorry. What? I'm sorry. Is it 908 60th Avenue?
Yes.
Okay. And that's in Fairmont Heights, Maryland?
Yes.
20743?
No, 20784.
Okay, I'm sorry. Let me make sure. One moment, please. You said it's 908 60th Avenue. And that's Fairmount Heights. And that's Maryland. Yeah. And so what, just to confirm, when I search that address, it comes up as a zip code 20743.
Okay, that's right.
Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry. So I misunderstood you. Okay. So the address is 908 60th Avenue, Fairmount Heights. That's Maryland, 20743. Yep. Is that a house?
Yes.
Okay. And so there's no apartment number or unit number?
No.
Okay. There's no apartment number or unit number. Is that right?
No.
Okay. Okay. And it's in Prince George's County, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. And again, that's a house that you live in?
Yes, it is.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. All right, Natasha, now what was the name of the doctor that unfortunately gave you the bad news that you were diagnosed with a meningioma?
It was First Daughters Community Hospital.
First Daughters Community Hospital?
Prince George's County Community Hospital.
I'm sorry, you said it so fast. Let me look it up. Prince George.
Prince George's Community Hospital.
Okay, thank you. And Prince George?
Prince George's Community Hospital.
And that's in what city, Maryland? That's in what city?
PG. Prince George's County. PG, Maryland.
That's in Prince George, Maryland?
Prince George's County. That's in Maryland.
Okay. Okay. It looks like I found UM Prince George's Hospital Center. On 3001 Hospital Drive, Chevrolet, Maryland, 20785.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
It looks like they're closed.
They just closed it.
They did? Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. That's unfortunate. Do you know if they are bought or taken over by a different company?
I have no idea.
Okay. Okay. And what was the name of the doctor that diagnosed you?
I have no clue.
Okay. But you're certain that you got the diagnosis at Prince George's Hospital Center at 300?
I'm positive.
I'm sorry?
I'm positive.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that, Natasha. I thank you for being patient. I know it's very difficult to do this intake while you've got kids screaming in the background. So thank you for being patient here. Okay. Yeah, it's unfortunate. I'm sorry to hear about your diagnosis here. Okay. So, and to the best of your knowledge, you don't know who's replaced this hospital? It's just completely closed.
No,
nobody, nothing's working out of there. No business is being operated.
Is business being operated in the inside? Yeah.
And you're not sure who took it over? Do you think Kaiser take over the hospital?
I think so.
Okay. All right. Bear with me. I get it. I believe it's University of Maryland, Prince George's Hospital.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Okay, bear with me. But you don't remember the doctor's name, but that's okay. We can just contact this hospital and request medical records. And did you have a prior cancer diagnosis before your diagnosis of meningioma?
No, sir.
Okay. And do you know, where did you get treatment? Do you know the name of the doctor that treated your meningioma?
Dr. Chaudhry was my primary doctor.
Was that the doctor that treated your meningioma, though?
What far as my medication?
No. So the question is, we know that you learned that you got a meningioma was detected March of last year, and then after they found it, who treated you? Was it the same doctor that you can't remember the name?
Yeah.
It was?
Okay. Yeah.
Did you get treatment at the same hospital that you were diagnosed with meningioma?
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
so
sir.
You only went to University of Maryland Prince George's Hospital Center for both the diagnosis as well as treatment. Is that right?
Yeah.
Thank you. All right, bear with me here. And we confirmed already that that's at 3001 Hospital Drive, Chevrolet, Maryland. And I've got a phone number. Okay. Now, the next question Natasha is going to ask, like, the name of the doctor that prescribed Depo-Provera. Did you mean that was your family practitioner?
Yes, Dr. Chaudhry.
Okay. And I'm sorry, but could you spell out Dr. Chaudhry? Or Chaudhry?
Chaudry.
Okay, thank you. And he's in what city?
Chevrolet, Maryland.
Okay. Would that be Dr. Abdul Chaudhry, OBGYN?
Yeah.
And okay, bear with me here. Okay. And it looks like, is this office at 6005 Land Rover Road? and Chevrolet?
Yes.
Okay, I found it. Okay, bear with me here. Okay. Thank you for being, again, so patient. I know this is, we're getting close to wrapping up. We're almost done, so I really appreciate you. And does he have his own practice, or does he work with a larger medical group?
He has his own practice.
Okay, very good. And again, that's located at 6005 Land River Road, Suite 5. And the phone number for that doctor is area code 301-322-2127. 301-322-2127. Okay. Now, did you get the injections at his office, or did you get a prescription from him and then go to a pharmacy?
I got them from his office.
Okay, got it. Okay. All right. Thank you. And I'll make a note of this. Received DP injections. Dr. Chaudhry's office. Okay. Now, do you happen to have do you have any medical records that confirms your diagnosis of a meningioma?
Not handy, not on me.
Okay, but do you have them somewhere in the house that you could find them and provide them to the law firm if they need requested them?
Well, where I was staying not too long ago caught on fire, so I don't have too many of my documents.
Okay. Interesting. Let me see here.
Hello.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm just doing some research here. Okay. All right. Do you think that the University of Maryland, the medical system, would have records of your medical records?
Yes, sir.
The reason why I ask, okay, good. I believe you. They probably do too. Even though the facility at the Prince George's Hospital Center in Chevrolet may be closed, I believe the University of Maryland medical system is still available and could probably retrieve medical records. Don't you agree?
Yes, they can.
Okay, good, good. Okay. And I'm certain they would be able to provide medical records either by mail or electronically, fax or email. Would that be safe to say?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And then the law firm does request an emergency contact in case something unfortunate happens to you. This ensures that they can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, they only contact your emergency contact if you're unable to be reached for an extended period of time. This is a precaution that helps prevent disruptions in your case and when they found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Who would you like to list as your emergency contact, and does that person live with you?
No, but I would like to list emergency contact.
I'm sorry?
I would like to list an emergency contact.
Okay, thank you. And do they live with you?
No.
No, okay. And what is the name of the person?
Stacy Shorter.
And is Stacy S-T-A-C-Y?
C-E-Y.
C-E-Y. Okay, got it. Thank you. And then how do you spell her last name?
S-H-O-R-T-E-R.
Okay, Shorter. S-H-O-R-T-E-R. Thank you. And her phone number?
Hold on just a second.
Okay, sure. Thank you. Okay, one moment, please. I'm sorry. Area code 301.
996. 3606.
Okay. Now, let me repeat that just to make sure I have it correct. I have area code 301-996-3606.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Okay, very good. And what is her relationship to you?
That's my mom.
That's your mother? Okay, very good. All right. And would you happen to know her email address?
No.
Okay. What about her address? Her where she lives. Do you know her address?
That's her address I gave you, 908.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you said she does not live with you. She does live with you.
She don't live with me.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Okay, you live at 908 60th Avenue?
Yes, that's my address I use.
Okay, that's right. And you live there, right? 908 60th Avenue?
Yes.
Okay, and she lives there too?
In the front.
Oh, okay, got it. Okay, so you both share the same address. It's
absolutely.
Okay,
but different parts of the house.
Okay, gotcha. And if the law, and there's no unit number for you or her?
No.
Okay, thank you. Okay, all right, so you do meet the criteria, Natasha, to participate in this lawsuit. I want to say thank you for
mm-hmm.
being so patient with me when I asked you these questions.
Mm-hmm.
And what you can expect is I'm going to send you a text message with a link to the forms to sign. Again, those forms are going to be the
okay.
authorization for legal representation and then authorization to release medical records. Don't forget that there's still the case verification call that occurs between you and the law firm in the next 24 to 48 hours. Before I send out the paperwork for you to sign, I just want to take a moment to make sure I have everything correct. You were advised
okay.
that this call was being recorded. You would like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in this lawsuit. You did not get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim. You're willing to affirm under penalty that you have not gotten an attorney or signed documents with a firm. You're an adult over age 18, so you can file this claim for yourself with the assistance of the law firm. You're a resident and a citizen of the United States. You were unfortunately diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo-Provera for at least 1 year. The date of your diagnosis was March 13th, 2023. Your date of birth is January 15th, 1981. You did consume the brand name Depo-Provera, and that you did
mm-hmm.
use it for at least a year, and you had at least 4 injections prior to your diagnosis. The approximate dates you used or had the injections would have been June 1st, 1997, and we stopped roughly March 13th, 2023, right around your diagnosis was March 13th, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, so we said you stopped the depot injections March 13th, 2023, the day that you developed a meningioma. We've confirmed the spelling of your first name as well as your last name. We've confirmed your social, your email address. We've confirmed your phone number and your address. To the best of your, although you don't know the name of the doctor that diagnosed you and treated you, you do know that it was both at University of Maryland, Prince George's Hospital Center on 3001 Hospital Drive, Chevrolet, Maryland, 20785. I got the phone number from the internet. The doctor that prescribed Depo-Provera would have been Dr. Abdul Ghaffar Chaudhry, MD. He's an OBGYN.
Yes.
And he is located at 6005 Land Rover Road, Suite 5, Chevrolet, Maryland, 27085.
Yes.
pick one second. And then we've got your emergency contact information. That's your mom. We said that mom lives. She doesn't live with you, but that's because she lives in the back house.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then I made a note that you received the Depo-Provera injections on site at the doctor's office.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Now, everything looks good, and so in a few seconds, you're going to get a text message with a link to the forms to sign. And I understand you've done electronic signing before in the past?
Yes.
Okay, good. So you're familiar with it. When you get that link, you're going to want to click on it, accept SMS messages, and then you'll have to agree to electronic records and signatures.
Okay.
Did you get the link?
Your name, John?
Yes, John Maurer. I'm a case intake specialist. That's the right text.
Okay. It says, do you agree to receive future SMS? Yes. Yeah. Okay. This envelope was also sent by email to Ms. Harshall. Recognize the email. Continue to review. Don't recognize the email. Decline or send. Okay. Let me see. I don't like it, so.
What's that?
I found one.
Signing.
I did sign.
Oh, you're all finished? Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. One second here. It doesn't see. Did you hit the yellow finish button?
Yeah.
It doesn't look like it's finished on my end.
Okay, I must have missed one. There you go.
Okay. Let me see here. You got you hit the finish button?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, I see that you completed it. Well, Natasha, I want to say again, thank you for letting me help you get signed up to participate in this lawsuit. I know these are unfortunate circumstances that brought us together. The very fact that you unknowingly had used the depo, had received depo injections and then developed a meningioma. But I want to assure you that you're about to get legal representation from a very reputable, experienced law firm that provides great customer service, okay? So be on the lookout for their call in the next 24 to 48 hours. And then once they, it'll be a quick call, as I mentioned to you. Once that call is completed, they'll let you know that they'll start working on your case and request medical records, okay? Is there any questions I can answer for you while I have you on the phone?
How long does it usually take for a law firm?
I'm sorry, how long does it take for to get compensated or get a resolution reached, agreed upon?
All of it.
Okay, that's something that you would want to talk to the attorneys about, the law firm. I would recommend that you be patient because, regrettably, Natasha, there's many, many people that have received these injections and also been harmed in a similar way. And so we're talking
about
thousands of people that have been harmed by the product, potentially tens of thousands. So it's going to take time. So the best recommendation is be patient. If the law firm does agree to take your case, they would be best suitable to answer like the time frame, the expected time frame to when a resolution would be reached. Okay.
Okay.
All right. If you have no other questions, I want to say again, thank you for letting me help you. And I'd like to wish you a good evening. And if you don't hear from the law firm in another day or two, by Monday, give me a call back. Okay.
Okay.
Oh, I did want to say one thing. What I did is I sent you a text message from my direct phone number because I think it's important for you to know who was the person that signed you up to participate in this lawsuit. I sent you my contact information as well as a reminder to be on the lookout for a call from the law firm A4D or Pulaski Kirker, and I provided you their phone number as well. Did you get that?